From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Haitian lawyer representing 10 Americans detained in Haiti for allegedly trying to take 33 children out of the country says they have been charged with child kidnapping. The Americans appeared before a prosecutor in Port-au-Prince on charges they tried to move the children to the Dominican Republic following the earthquake that hit Haiti in January. NPR's Mandalita Barco is in Port-au-Prince.
They brought them in one by one, covered up with a black jacket, and there was a Haitian journalist here, a woman who started throwing rocks at the Americans and saying, you can't take our child, you can't take our children.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco, the members of the Idaho-based church group, were then taken to jail. A judge could render a verdict in the case in the next 3 months. Top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan says he's confident he'll make serious progress in the war this year. General Stanley McChrystal says the security situation is no longer deteriorating. More from NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
Speaking to reporters outside a NATO meeting in Istanbul, General McChrystal said he's, quote, not prepared to say we've turned a corner. But McChrystal says he is feeling more optimistic than last summer when he wrote a grim assessment of the outlook for the war. McChrystal says U.S. troop reinforcements are pouring in and doing, quote, extraordinary work. And he says the situation is no longer deteriorating. Meanwhile, a senior Pentagon official, Defense Intelligence Agency Chief Ronald Burgess, says the insurgency in Afghanistan is increasingly capable and that it's spread west and north in the country. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.
North Korea now says it is prepared to release a U.S. religious activist who was arrested in December for illegally entering the country. KCNA news agency said today North Korea has agreed to release Robert Park, the news agency quoting a government official. The mayor of Los Angeles has ordered the immediate termination of 1,000 jobs in an attempt to close the city's $200 million budget shortfall. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa ordered the immediate layoffs just one day after the entire city council voted to postpone any action on job cuts for 30 days. The council said it wanted to try and find alternative ways to balance the budget. But Villaraigosa said the layoffs needed to be done immediately or the city's credit rating would suffer, increasing the deficit by some $300,000 a day. Villaraigosa says as many as 360 employees could get reassigned to other positions to avoid layoffs. A coalition of L.A. unions has been lobbying the mayor and the city council for months to postpone terminating workers. Opponents of the cuts had demanded a 10% reduction in city contracts with consulting firms and contractors. As of July 1st, Los Angeles's deficit is estimated to climb to more than $400 million. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
A difficult day for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 268 points today, the Dow closing at 10,002. The Nasdaq lost 65 points. The S&P 500 fell 34 points. This is NPR. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid unveiled a jobs bill today, which he says lawmakers will take up on Monday. It's expected the program will revolve around an effort to provide a payroll tax break for companies that hire individuals who have been out of work for at least 60 days. The bill is also expected to extend jobless benefits for those whose payments have run out and provide some subsidy for health care coverage. Republicans were quick to attack the measure, which they say appears to be short on details. Two musicians who wrote and performed in the Men at Work song Down Under lost a copyright battle today in Australia. NPR's Netta Ulibi reports.
The lawsuit claimed that the 1982 song illegally sampled a famous children's tune. The Kookaburra song is under copyright. And the copyright is owned by a small publishing company that sued musicians Colin Hay and Ron Streichert and their recording company after the similarity was pointed out on an Australian game show 3 years ago. Australia's federal court ruled that those two bars did constitute copyright theft. In a statement, Hay described the sample as inadvertent, naive, unconscious, and unrecognizable. A court hearing later this month will determine how much in back royalties the defendants must pay. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
A report that shows retail sales edged up a bit last month is being viewed with relief by many merchants who say the latest numbers from the International Council of Shopping Centers show consumers are tiptoeing back. The report shows January sales were up 3% compared to the same month the previous year. That's well above analyst estimates. Economists who prepared the report says it shows consumers have begun spending modestly again. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.